The History of College Football is a podcast dedicated to preserving the college football gridiron memories from years gone by. Please feel free to visit our website at historyofcollegefootball.com. Thank you.
It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year.
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations. Forgotten. The history.
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Welcome to History of College Football. I am Jay Abramson, and I will take you down a gridiron memory lane. The national champions, the teams, the rivalries, the conferences, the Heisman winners, the rankings. Today, we discuss perhaps the most bizarre game in the history of college football, and this was one bizarre game. The final score was Texas Tech 0, Centenary 0, on November 11, 1939. And this was one of the most wildest games ever played because due to a heavy downpour that absolutely flooded the field in Shreveport, Louisiana, conditions that were so difficult to advance the ball, either running or passing, where puddles rose above the players' ankles, both coaches stunningly appeared to wait for the other team to make a mistake as the two teams combined for an NCAA record, get this, 77 punts. 39 by Texas Tech, 38 by Centenary, and that's not it. Of those 77 punts, 67 of them occurred on first down, including 22 in a row in the third and fourth quarters. Now let's back up for a second. When you think of the weirdest games you ever saw, what comes to mind? Well, in the NFL, you think of the Fog Bowl, that playoff game at Soldier Field where the Eagles met the Bears, and this fog rolled in the second quarter. Players couldn't really see the sidelines or even the first down markers. In high school, well, billed as the greatest game ever played, it was the 1994 playoff game between John Tyler High and Plano East that ended 48-44. That game drew national attention because this incredible finish where seven touchdowns were scored in the last 4.5 minutes. These were wild games. But what about college football? What is the most bizarre game on record in history? I offer this one. Consider this bizarre game, played on November 1st, 1939, between the Centenary Gentlemen and the Texas Tech Red Raiders. It was played in a sheer deluge, a tropical storm, if you will, where there were 77 punts, 67 of them occurring on first down, 13 NCAA records, no points, and to top it off, there were more NCAA single game records, 13, than was ever set in any game played. But that's not all. All the NCAA records set during that game have remained unbroken. This is the story of the game played on November 11, 1939, when Texas Tech and Centenary played to a 0-0 tie. Now, in 1939, Texas Tech entered the game with 3 wins and 4 losses, and they would go on to finish the season 5-5-1. Centenary, they entered the game winless 0-8 and finished the season 2-9-1. So on November 1st, 1939, in Shreveport, Louisiana, according to the Weather Underground's historical archive, there was over 2.5 inches of rain. The game was played in a sheer deluge. It was a steady downpour. It never let up. It was a downpour so heavy that it created miniature lakes on the field. Water rose above the players' ankles. And very quickly, as the coaches looked out on the field, it must have popped in their mind. I'll punt. I'll hope the other team makes a mistake. So let's go back to that day and follow the game, and not play by play, because you're going to get a lot of repetitious punt, 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 punt. But let's see how the game played out. In the first quarter, Texas Tech kicks off. Centenary receives the ball at the 6, returns it to the 12. They punt the ball on first down. Texas Tech has it at the 48-yard line. Texas Tech goes ahead and throws a pass. It's incomplete. They run a play off left end for 3 yards, and on third down, they punt, and now Centenary has the ball back at their 10-yard line. Third possession of the game, second for Centenary. They punt on first down. Well, Texas Tech has the ball on Centenary's 44-yard line. They run a one-yard running play off left tackle. They then run a dive off right tackle that gains 1 yard. They throw an incomplete pass, and they punt the ball. And so it continues. Now, in the first quarter, Texas Tech fumbles the ball, and Centenary does recover it at the Tech 9-yard line. But after only gaining 1 yard, they try a field goal, and it was low, and the field goal attempt was from the 11-yard line. So they go into the second quarter. In the second quarter, Centenary recovers a fumble by Texas Tech at the 10-yard line. They run two running plays to the three, but they fumble the ball, and Texas Tech recovers. So in halftime, the score is 0-0. Enter the third quarter. We're going to go through the first few possessions to give you a flavor of this. Centenary receives the kickoff and returns it to the 30-yard line. On first down, they punt the ball to the Texas Tech. The ball goes 40 yards. Texas Tech recovers at the 30, and they get thrown back for a 4-yard loss. Now Texas Tech has the ball. First down and 10 from their own 26, they punt the ball out of bounds. Now Centenary has the ball at the 44-yard line. They go ahead and punt the ball back to Texas Tech. The Texas Tech returner returns at 10-yard lines to the Tech 30. And Tech has the ball. First down. And they punt the ball back to Centenary. Now Centenary has the ball on the 25-yard line. Centenary has the ball. They punt it. Texas Tech returns it to the 47-yard line. And now they have the ball first down. Texas Tech, they punt the ball. And so it goes. Through the third and fourth quarters, punt, 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 punt. Of the astounding 67 punts that occurred on first down in the game, 22 consecutive punts occurred in the third and fourth quarters alone. I'll say that again. 22 times in a row, the team had possession, and on first down, they punted. Well, the game stayed 0-0, obviously, and with 2 minutes left in the game, Texas Tech fields a punt and returns it down to the 20-yard line. And what happens is they run three plays in a row. They get down to the 18-yard line where they try a field goal, but the field goal was short, and the game ends 0-0. As far as total offense is concerned, the teams combined for 30 yards in total offense, 31 for the Centenary Gentlemen and minus one for the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Let's look at this game from just a couple of quick different angles. First, the 77 punts. 42 were returned, 10 were down. One was fair caught. 19 of them went out of bounds, one went for a touchback, and four were blocked. Now, how about those 13 records that were set that day? The most records ever set in a single game, and astoundingly, they all still stand today. What about those records? All right, let's go through them. Most punts in a game, Charlie Calhoun of Texas Tech, 36. Most yards on punts in a game, Charlie Calhoun, 1,318, again, Texas Tech. Most punt returns in a game, that was Milton Hill of Texas Tech. He returned 20 punts that day. Most combined punts and kickoffs, again, Milton Hill, 20 for Texas Tech. Fewest rushes, both teams in a game, that was set that day. The teams combined for 28 rushes. Texas Tech had 10, Centenary had 18. Fewest plays in a game. And of all the records, I find this one about as outstanding as the 77 punts. There were 12 plays in the entire game. Texas Tech ran 12 plays the entire game. 10 rushes, 2 passes. Fewest plays for both teams in a game, 33. Texas Tech had 12, Centenary 21. Fewest yards gained by both teams in a game, 30 yards. They combined for 30 total yards. Again, Texas Tech had minus one, Centenary 31. Fewest plays allowed in a game, 12, Centenary. Most punts in a game, Texas Tech 39. Most punts by both teams, 77. Most punt returns in a game, Texas Tech 22. And most punt returns for both teams, 44. Now let's look at the numbers from a different angle. Centenary gained 50 rushing yards, lost 19 rushing yards, and did not have any passing yards, so they ended up with 31 yards. And Texas Tech gained 10 rushing yards, but lost 18 on rushing, so now they're at -8, but they did gain 7 yards on passing to finish with -1 yards. As far as total first downs, there was three of them. Centenary had two and Texas Tech one. Total number of plays from scrimmage, Texas Tech had 10, Centenary had 18. Number of kickoffs in a game, two. Number of punts, again, Texas Tech 38, Centenary 37. Yards on punts, Texas Tech punted that day for 1,453 yards. Centenary had 1,259 yards. And finally, fumbles. Texas Tech had 9 fumbles. Centenary had 5 fumbles. And as far as fumbles recovered, Texas Tech had 8. Centenary had 6. So there you go. All told, in this crazy game, played on November 11, 1939, between the Centenary Gentlemen and the Texas Tech Raiders, played in an utter deluge, a tropical storm, there were 77 punts, 6 of them on first down, 13 NCAA records, no points, and there were more NCAA single-game records than was ever set in the game, and each one still stands today. This was the story of the November 11th, 1939 game played in a rainstorm between Texas Tech and Centenary to a 0-0 scoreless tie. Thank you for listening to History of College Football. I am Jay Abramson. Join us every Tuesday and Saturday for a new episode.